BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris brings us an amazing show and tell. Greg's on Real or No Real. And a ridiculous innuendo bingo with Reggie and Bolly. Oh, Chris, Reggie and Bolly are in the lift.
Too excited for this one.
They're coming up, Chris. They're coming up to Radio 1 on the 8th floor.
Oh, wow.
I've heard that Cheryl isn't with them. They must get asked that a lot.
Not bothered.
Where's Cheryl?
Reggie and Bolly day.
It's like when I DJ at student gigs. They always go, where's Chris? I'm like, I don't know. I don't live with him. We're just on the radio, yeah?
Yeah, we do. No, that's a terrible thing to say, because that makes it sound like that we never associate outside of the studio.
Well, we don't.
That's joking. Don't tell lies.
We stopped talking at 3 minutes to four.
You make out this is some kind of act.
It's really not.
Neither of us are that good at acting.
No. Reggie and Bolly are on Innuendo Bingo today at 1:45.
Oh, so good. Do you remember at the work Christmas party, we downloaded as many Reggie and Bolly songs as possible?
I forgot about
to
that.
To play, right? But it was all live versions from when they were on The X Factor.
Yeah.
Just because we're obviously big fans.
Yeah.
And played them at the work Christmas party. But I think, who were we on after and before? Because we definitely were in amongst some quite cool DJs.
Yeah, and then we just played a couple of Reggie and Bolly performances from their X Factor time. To be honest, we were on quite early, so they didn't go down as well as they would have done if we were on a bit later.
Yeah, that's so true. If we were on 2 hours later, yeah, I think it would have been a different story.
Everyone would have absolutely loved it. They came second on The X Factor, and now they're playing Innuendo Bingo. Can their year get any better? Reggie and Bolly at 1:45. I can't wait for this.
It's so good, so good.
So you know, next Wednesday, Radio 1 is having a rock all-dayer. Every single track that you hear next Wednesday will have a guitar in it.
We're all getting a rock on.
Yes, we are. Next Wednesday, doesn't every song have a guitar in it at some point?
What do you mean?
Well, it's like, it says every song on Wednesday will have a guitar in it.
Reggie and Bolly's got guitars.
Yeah. You won't hear them. But you can expect performances from Twin Atlantic, Blink 182, Neck Deep, and we'll be joined by All Time Low, my faves.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC iPlayer if you want to get any of the performances from Radio 1's Big Weekend in Exeter. Feels like ages ago now, Big Weekend.
I saw a video yesterday of Grimmy singing along to Skepta. He was side of stage and going mad for it.
Yeah.
You know how Grimmy does?
He does.
Gets involved.
Absolutely gets involved and loses it. Yeah, there's loads of stuff online from Exeter. And also, if you missed my Big Weekend interview with Nick Jonas on yesterday's show, the full thing is on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, which you can get from the Radio 1 website or the BBC iPlayer radio app. Get that app on your phone. It's free. The entire interview, so if you're a big fan of Jonas, it's on the podcast. Got a few emails over the last couple of days saying, where's the podcast? Because there hasn't been one, because the podcast maker broke, Chris.
Did he?
Yes. No, it's a machine. It's
oh.
Not, yeah.
No. Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, the actual machine broke. But it's all back on now, and you can hear Nick Jonas on the Radio 1 website, on my podcast.
Absolutely. Pizza, burger.
This is what he pigs out on.
Really? Yeah, I mean, yeah. For me, it's usually like, a pizza. Someone asked me yesterday, actually, what kind of pizza I like, because I was saying, you know, that I was actually talking about this. When I get the chance to kind of just let go and do whatever, I have a pizza. And they asked me what kind of pizza I like, and I gave a hyper-specific, you know, answer. Tell me if you think this is strange.
Okay, go.
For me to answer a pizza question like this.
What's your favorite pizza?
Whole wheat crust, fig spread, prosciutto, arugula, Parmesan.
Right, now, so you're just talking American now. I don't know what you're on about. Stop. Fig weird. Spread. What's that, please?
Weird pizza.
Anyway, so not one question about the album or indeed the set from Radio 1's Big Weekend, but all the questions you want to know, like what is his favourite pizza? It's on the Nick Jonas interview, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Reggie and Bolly coming up on Innuendo Bingo. Today's clips feature Rachel Riley off of Countdown, Jeremy Vine on Radio 2, and the Isle of Man TT races. It's all going on. 1:45 for bingo.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm very excited to say that Reggie and Bolly are here. Hi.
Yay.
Yes,
yes.
How are you?
Yeah, good, good, good. Yeah.
We are unreasonably excited that you're here today. I was like, they're in the lift. Oh, they're coming up. It's good to see you, and thank you for agreeing to play play Innuendo Bingo on this fine Thursday afternoon.
Thank you for inviting us. Can't wait to speak.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you have seen videos of this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you know how it works.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're getting ready to get wet.
Yes,
you will. I mean, you will get really wet. Now, what happens is generally when people play for the first time, they forget to bring a change of clothes. Has that happened?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm just going to take this one off and I'm good to go.
Okay. And as you can see in the corner, I've got it. So I'm all prepared.
Oh, you have as well. And it's on a hanger.
I love that. He came prepared.
Is that like Reggie and Bolly merch?
There's always a lot of red going on, isn't there, boys?
Yeah, exactly.
What an opportunity.
It's like the Yeezys, isn't it?
Now, it does have some holes in. I might want to sort out the mothballs there. So, I mean, obviously, your life must have changed ridiculously. It's all posh dinners with Cheryl and afternoon tea with Simon Cowell now, isn't it? That's what's happening.
Oh, it's been amazing. I mean,
have you been around his house yet?
No. Oh. We haven't got into that level yet.
What is the coolest thing so far? You can't say this. That's a question.
Well, it's quite hard, isn't it?
The coolest thing.
The best thing that's happened since the show.
Whoa.
Quite a lot. Wow,
buddy. So, like, a lot of things have happened.
I'll say still having dinner with Cheryl. That was cool, isn't it?
I like in your video as well where you arrive in Ghana and you've got, like, major fan support at the airport. Wow.
It was amazing. I mean, when we got to Ghana, come out of the airport, and then we saw friends and families having banners with our names written on it and chanting our names like Reggie and Bowie.
That must have been mad.
Yeah, it was great.
Have you guys got a name for your fans yet?
See, we've been thinking about it.
We can help with this.
Have you got any ideas?
Well, we can ask. I mean, people will have suggestions.
That would be good.
Yeah, that would be wicked.
Okay. Well, people, this is a great thing about doing a daily radio show. You ask and people just give it to you.
Oh, man. I'm sure we'll get one before we leave. That would be great.
Okay. All right. By the time you leave this, soaking wet, we'll have a name. Okay, we're going to play New Girl by Reggie and Bolly, and then we're going to get you in place for today's Innuendo Bingo. The cameras will be live after this.
Mills. This is BBC Radio 1.
Reggie and Bolly, New Girl on BBC Radio 1. Having a little jig there, Chris, weren't you?
So good. That is basically sunshine in the song.
Yes, thank you for that.
Oh, thanks.
And you managed to get a bit of mash it up in there as well. Don't think I didn't notice, lads.
But one of the lines is mess it up. This time I won't mess it up. Surely that was the chance to go, mess it up.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Got it.
It fell on deaf ears.
Mess it up, baby.
Okay, Reggie and Bolly are about to play Innuendo Bingo. What a time to be alive. You can go to the Radio 1 website right now on your phone, computer, laptop, and you can see this happening. It's going to get wet.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay. Not that you know any swear words, Reggie and Bolly, but don't swear. The water is cold at first. And I hope you get these innuendos because you seem like such clean, nice boys. I don't know whether you'll get these, but I hope so. Chris definitely will.
Because
mind in gutter.
Weirdly, even though you've got water in your mouth, it's quite good to, just go for it. If it feels right, spray.
Go for it. Okay. Yeah. Don't hold back. The aim of the game is just basically to get him in the face. There is a bin there, but we stopped using that about 5 years ago. So
okay.
Just for show that. Okay.
And what a show.
And what a show it is. Water, please. Everyone take a large bit of water in their mouths there, as much as you can take. Chris can really fill his cheeks, so beware. First up, on Reggie and Bolly, Innuendo Bingo, we're going over to Jeremy Vine on BBC Radio 2. Jeremy is a fantastic broadcaster. It's the way he uses words to conjure up such vivid images in your head never fails to astound me.
Alice. Big limousine sliding up Alice's drive.
No? Okay then.
Big limousine sliding up Alice's drive.
Jeremy Vine there. Okay, no spray so far.
No, we're good with this one.
And now a favourite from Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo with Danny Howard. It's The Real Versailles on BBC Two. Now, I don't know what historian James Daybell has shown to presenter Lucy, but she absolutely blooming loves it.
Historian James Daybell is guiding me through the lost world of 17th century espionage.
This is so much more significant and atmospheric than licking the flap, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Got some water there? Oh, wow. Excellent.
This is so much more significant and atmospheric than licking the flap, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, they were talking about wax seals there on letters, and they're just so more, much more exciting than licking an envelope. Water, please. You enjoying it, Reg? Bowl? Yeah, good. Next, it's bingo favourite Rachel Riley on Channel 4's Countdown. And here is Rachel telling contestant Tracy how she always looks so good, because she does look good, Rachel. Mm. I wonder if Tracy will take this advice on board.
Tracy Mills, it's a letters game.
Could I have a consonant to start with, please, Rachel?
Thank you, Tracy. Start today with D.
Oh, I'm gone.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Boys,
that was good.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Good advice there from Rachel Riley.
Thank you, Tracy. Start today with D.
Okay. Water, please. Water, please.
Tracy Mills.
That was going to be my name if I was a girl. That's your fact. Thanks, Mum. Now we're going over to BBC Wiltshire, and it's a classic here. Now, we all enjoy a good carol concert, don't we? Mm-hmm. Not as much as this lady.
Well, now, Hannah, it's so good to welcome you here. You're such a good supporter of this event, and we love having you here. And I think you quite like coming, actually, don't you?
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Oh, that's so good.
Chris actually had to move out the way.
That's unreal.
Wow, it's getting pretty wet in here, lads.
Oh, that's gone right through. That is gone right through.
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Oh, that's so good.
Yes.
Boys, I'm leaking.
Got a leak on. She loves that carol concert. Every Christmas.
Blimey.
Water, please.
Just funny, you can't repeat any of it. No.
Yeah. Don't repeat this to anyone.
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Sorry, Chris. It had to be done. They've got good spray for newbies.
It's so low.
Sorry,
why is so low?
Water, please.
Oh, these are jeans with the holes in as well.
This is a good one to watch. I hope you're watching this. Now we're going over to Tommy Sandu on BBC Asian Network.
Right.
Tommy does the breakfast show. I think the hours are getting to him slightly. He does bring all sorts to the show these days.
Oh, that's
hand movement. Then you know it's a Roddy's coming now.
Shh, do that again. Do that again. Huh? What's that? Is that Roddy? Is that Roddy there? Is that Roddy?
Making a Roddy there on BBC Asian Network. And now, BBC Newcastle. Water, please. Now, I've never really realised it before, but myself and former Conservative Work and Pension Secretary Ian Duncan Smith might have more in common than I thought.
But I think the sensible thing for anybody is to make sure you've got a record of it and you've done things properly.
Well, Ian Duncan Smith, the Conservative Work and Pension Secretary, says he'd never ask for a receipt for a cash and hand job.
It's in hand, just saying. Are you all right, Chris?
I'm all right, I'm just drenched.
Reggie and Bully, are you loving life? It's good fun, isn't it? BBC Newcastle there.
He'd never ask for a receipt for a cash and hand job.
And now we're going over to the X Factor on ITV. Now, sadly, Louis Walsh wasn't on your series of the show, was he, guys? So you wouldn't have had this pleasure.
So, Gary has chosen his final six acts for judges' houses. And waiting nervously backstage for their turn are Louis' boys.
This is carnage.
We actually got some hecklers in the studio as well. Two people have dropped by. Hi, kids. You right? All good. Water, please. Love that we've got an audience for Bingo today.
And waiting nervously backstage for their turn are Louis' boys.
And finally, over to the coverage of the Isle of Man TT races on ITV4. Motorbikes in this race can go up to 100 miles per hour, so I really don't think it's the time and place for something like this, do you?
You know, I expect them to be doing 180 miles an hour by the time they get to here, and literally 6 inches from the kerb.
You feel like you can touch the helmet.
And that was an absolute carnage, innuendo bingo, with Reggie and Bolly.
Oh, well done, boys.
Did you enjoy it? I actually think for the first time in ages, Chris has come off worst.
Yeah, 100%. Well done, boys.
That was a good game. Good work, lad.
Scott Mills Daily. Do you know what? Someone's just texted in, Reese in not so sunny Hull. When are you and Chris going through the Radio 1 mail again? Got to be about that time again.
Oh, we haven't gone through our post for a long time. And what we like to do it live on air.
Well, I really like when listeners are properly in sync with what's actually happening here at Radio 1. Because funnily enough, I received an email this morning about exactly the same problem. Because our mailbox is, it's actually overflowing. I know that makes it sound like we're more popular than...
No, it's just because we never open the post. We're really bad at it.
I don't think we've checked it since Christmas, perhaps.
No.
So it's going to be probably Christmas cards, some calendars. We always get calendars around Christmas time from various sort of rugby teams and workplaces that do them for charity.
I sometimes forget that we do get post, but as I was leaving yesterday, I was like, oh, that mailbox looks a bit full, and then I saw my name on it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, good.
We've been talked about that, but I like that 6 months in, we might start using some of these calendars, because it's always at Christmas when you get the sort of the nudie ones.
Yeah.
You know, the ones where it's often rugby teams or rowing teams.
Yeah, they do it for charity. I mean, there'll be a lot of them.
Not full nude, obviously. No. It's like tastefully done, sort of canoes in the right places,
That's right, a tastefully placed oar somewhere, normally.
But there's bound to be loads of them. And for some reason, this show attracts more of them than actually anyone else.
Yeah, I don't know why, but we get all the nudie calendars.
I don't know why.
Maybe we should open it, like, on camera, maybe. Might be quite good.
It's quite, yeah. It's quite, I mean,
was that too modern for you?
I was going to say Matt Edmondson would live stream that, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would.
Facebook Live or something.
Well, we'd give it to him.
But actually, this is my point, is actually if it gets all the views, then perhaps that's something we should consider. Although his opening post on Facebook Live really what the people would want?
It could be a surprise hit, Chris. You never know. Let's see what Edmondson thinks. Someone says, when are we doing the Who game again? That's Jake in Derby. I like a bit of an on-air kind of any other business meeting.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Anything other
else?
Sort of production...
anything else,
production
we can just do it on air.
Yeah.
But you're right, we've not done a Who game for some time, so that could be a thing very soon. I'll tell you what, we have got a show and tell later on.
Yes.
I'm excited to hear about that.
Yeah, my show and tell for today is probably my favourite this year.
One more thing as well, while we're doing the any other business section, we should really... Well, just have our glorious leader in our thoughts today.
Oh, it's all off with Adam, isn't it?
I can't believe it's off. The Scott Mills
Daily. You know that gig we did on Saturday night, by the way, Scott? We were DJing in a club in Newton Abbot.
That's right, in glorious Devon, home of Radio 1's Big Weekend.
That's it. We were there Saturday night, and before we went on stage, it was very late at night. Do you remember we were in that sort of back room?
Yeah, that's what they always do.
An office.
If you're a DJ, it's well glamorous. They normally take you around the back. You normally go through the kitchens and then into the manager's office.
So we're in the office, right, having a little drink, and we found a computer. Do you remember it looked really old? I put a picture of it up on my Instagram.
Why are we talking about this on air?
Right, okay, anyway, so I've just been messaged by the guy who was organising the club night. Hello, Deck. And he's just texted me to say, whatever Scott did to the computer Saturday night, it's completely taken down all the internet in the club. And I was thinking to myself, what did you do? But then suddenly I remembered. Do you remember we saw that computer and we thought, God, that looks rubbish.
He just went, at the computer, didn't we?
But then when you hooed it, you sort of tapped the mouse and it all came alive and it said, install antivirus software.
Yes, Sue was logged in and it said, do you want to accept for installing and also antivirus? And I just pressed yes, except, because I thought that she would want that on her computer to protect her from the viruses.
And we didn't think much of it. We went in DJ, but whatever you've done, it's taken down the internet.
Oh, I do apologise, Enigma.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, look at his face. He's not happy.
I'll tell you why, because I'm in a situation. I'm 3-0 down on bangers, and I shouldn't be. Because you know what? There's been a couple of choices this week. I still think Example Kickstart should have won. But I can't argue with what people are choosing. It's fair enough.
I know. Hi, Richie.
Hello.
You're 23 and you're a delivery driver off of Devon.
I am indeed.
Where in Devon?
Exeter, actually.
Oh, yeah. Good memories.
It's been good catching up on TV, to be fair.
Yeah, there's loads you can watch on BBC iPlayer. Someone else just texted in and they can see Powderham Castle and the big tent has just come down.
Oh, I've just seen some of it driving past on the motorway.
Seen some of what driving past?
Some of the tenant stuff being taken down and driven off in the Radio 1 lorries.
By legitimate people, though. Yeah. It's not just people.
They've nicked the main stage.
Stealing memories from the site. I'm never going to look at that castle the same way again.
No, I bet not.
Do you know what I mean? It will always stand for Big Weekend in my eyes.
Absolutely, and that flag that you put up...
Yeah, quite often, it'd be the same for me.
Yeah, flag that put up in my face and an aubergine emoji, such good times.
Do you ever do that? You know when you drive past places, say, like, prominent places in your life, so you drive past the spot that you broke up with someone, or so things like that, you know? And it's like, I don't know, I look at it and I just try and remember what I was doing in that situation.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Do you?
Yeah,
you drive past, say, like a bush and go, do you remember those times in there? And that kind of thing.
You broke up with someone in a bush?
No, it's not. I'm saying I broke up with someone in a bush. I'm just saying that different things remind you of different life experiences, don't they?
I know what you're saying, Chris. I know what you're saying. Are you still there, Richard? Have you dropped off?
Sorry, mate.
No, I'm still here.
Okay, I understand that you've got a good Who.
I try to have, yeah.
Go on,
then. I do like the Who game, to be fair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got one?
I think tape recorders, to be fair. Hello!
It's a good one, yeah. We must do the Who game at some point. But now on to bangers. I'm winning. I'm 3-up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What have you got, Chris?
Okay, Richie, I need your help here. But this is a tune, though. It's Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all.
It's very, very good. Please, Richie.
Do what you want, Richie.
Well.
Do what you want.
I've got to be honest, I've been going for Chris quite a lot recently.
Yeah. What about if I was to offer you this, though?
Oh, crikey.
Mm. Right.
Oh, you've just made it difficult, Scott.
It's made it difficult, but...
Yeah. Old Eminem. When was the last time you heard this? Come on, wouldn't it be good to hear this again? Just Lose It.
I think I last heard it when I was in year six.
No need to get a Cassie now, is there?
Oh.
I bet you normally go for Chris, don't you?
I do normally go for Chris.
Yeah, like most of the callers. Time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to be fair, Scott, you've been bringing out some really good ones this week.
I've got a new well, and it's full of music.
Well, I don't know what's happened to you, Scott. I mean, crikey. But, Chris,
yeah.
I usually pick you.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you down again. It's Scott's choice.
This is not good.
Ow. Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you think I've got a man on the inside?
I'm having a stress dream right now. I'm 4-0 down at bangers. I've gone hot.
You have got a bit hot.
I've gone hot.
Got a little rash on your neck as well.
Stress, man.
4-0.
I actually don't know if Eminem should be allowed in this game.
Why?
Eminem, because it's...
What are you going to do, eh? What are you going to do?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back tomorrow with a banger. And
that's the idea.
Hope that the right person is on the phone. I'm stressed.
I know you are.
This is BBC Radio 1.
I mean, it's not the right time to say it because I'd be exactly the same if I was in your position, but it's just a game. It's just, we just play songs.
I shouldn't be 4-0 down. Last couple of days haven't been my best, but...
Oh. Yeah. It is like I've got some advice or something from somewhere. But they're all coming from my own brain, I promise
you. No, they're not.
More bangers tomorrow, 2:40.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris, you got something for us?
Okay, have you got the trumpet ready? This is a good one.
Hang on.
I'm so excited to bring this to you today. This is huge.
What is it?
So, I don't know if you've heard about this, Scott, because I know occasionally you do like to dabble with football. But generally, you're sort of naive to the whole footballing world.
Well, what I like to do is find things on Twitter about football and then text them to you.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'm the first person that tells you it.
But what I love about this show and tell is I think you're going to love it. And it is kind of football-y.
Okay.
So, have you heard of a Wigan Athletic striker called Will Grigg?
What do you think?
I don't think you have.
No.
He also plays for Northern Ireland.
Right.
But right now, Will Grigg is a name that's everywhere at the moment because of one fan in his bedroom and everything that's happened since. I need to tell you the story. So, there was this guy, right, behind his laptop.
Right.
Who was just recording himself doing a chant all about this player, Will Grigg. I've got this here.
Okay.
Will Grigg's on fire. Your defence is terrified. Will Grigg's on fire. Your defence is terrified. Will Grigg's on fire. Your defence is
terrified. So this is a guy in front of his laptop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On fire.
Everybody! La, 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 la,
la, la. Is he banging a tambourine?
Yeah, he's having the time of his life.
Right. What, and he just put this on Twitter or whatever?
He just slapped this up on YouTube, started getting loads and loads of views because it's quite catchy. And obviously, if you're a Wigan Athletic fan or a Northern Ireland fan, you're going to share that around, right? Because it's about one of your favourite players.
So I imagine that people did share it.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But this guy wouldn't be expecting that at all.
No, his name's Kenno, real name Sean Kennedy. And this is obviously a version of Freed From Desire, which is a song by Gala.
Oh.
Bit who? But anyway, the words are, Will Grigg's on fire, your defence is terrified.
I mean, it's quite good, isn't it?
It's catchy.
Yeah.
So catchy, in fact, that loads and loads of people have started singing this.
Where?
To the point now where, especially in Wigan, if you go out and you're in bars and the original song plays, Gala Freed From Desire, the place goes absolutely mad for it.
Just from one guy singing this in front of his computer?
Yeah. Now, some of these videos on YouTube of just crowds singing it are getting hundreds of thousands of views. Like this one, for example, which is a bar in Blackpool.
No way.
Yeah. Your defence is terrified. Listen to when it drops.
That is insane.
It's so good. But this isn't just one or two bars. In fact, here's a pub in Barnsley doing the same.
Oh, my word.
It's really going off. This is all from a guy on his webcam. It's massive.
So good.
Well, listen to this, right? So the fairy tale doesn't end there. A version of this song has become available and people seem to be downloading it or streaming it or something. There is a very real chance that this song could enter the charts now.
Who's made the song?
All we know is it's DJ Kenno. But this is like, it's a real good version of that guy doing the chant. I've got it here. Do you want to have a listen?
Okay, yeah. So they've made the guy's chant into an actual track.
It's an actual song that you can download. I think for charity or something like that. I'm not 100% sure, but it's available.
Oh, this just gets better, doesn't it?
It's pretty good.
Banger.
But, I mean, like, proper production on it now.
But we don't know who this is, just someone called DJ Kenno.
It's DJ Kenno, that's all I know, but I'm all for it. It's an actual tune.
What must Will Grigg be thinking about now?
Will Grigg.
What must Will Grigg be thinking about now?
He's about to be a pop star. Well, kind of, I guess. A song about him. Either way, cracking show and tell, right?
Really, really good. Well done, Chris.
And that is going to be in your head all afternoon.
All afternoon.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Amy in Bradford, who says, yep, every Saturday night I want to go out to the club, they play that track.
Also, there's various clubs that seem to take the credit for the original, like Bristol City and Exeter. But you know what? This one's really caught fire. Will Grigg's is on fire.
Nicola in Manchester. Some of my mates are so obsessed with this song, they'll drop it at parties. And our Facebook group is even called Will Grigg's on fire. None of them are Wigan fans. In my head now. It's in my head.
You loving all this?
Yeah, it's great.
Right, Scott, you need to answer this call that's come in.
Line what?
Two.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, this is Jake from Blonde.
Oh, off of...
Craig David.
Off of Craig David and Melissa Steele, most famously.
Yeah, that'd be us.
And, boy, I'm all cried out. Hi.
Hey.
How can I help you?
Well, I just heard you guys talking about the DJ Kenno record, and it made me think to ring in because we actually put that together for the charity.
What, so you did this version we just played? That's you?
Yeah, that's us with Zach Abel, yeah.
Right.
That's nuts. So what are you DJ Kenno?
Well, I mean, Sean Kennedy, I suppose, is DJ Kenno. We were just kind of the hands that made the tune.
Oh, and this is just ridiculous. It's gone to a whole new level now. Wow.
So let me get this right. This guy uploaded this chant from YouTube. People really like it. That's mad enough. Everyone's singing it. Then you guys step in, like, that's mad. How did Blonde get involved in something like this?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a complete accident. We'd already kind of made an edit of Freed From Desire for our DJ sets that we'd just been playing out for a while.
June.
And then when we kind of saw all this happening, we thought it was pretty funny. So I just tweeted saying, if someone sent us a copy of the vocal, that we'd do a version.
Oh, that's wow.
And,
so cool.
And then it got kind of picked up by a whole load of news outlets and stuff saying that we were going to do it. So at that point, I thought we better actually do it. And I was in the studio with Zach Abel, so we just kind of recorded it and helped the charity get it online. I mean, at that point, like, the chairman of Wigan had got in contact, David Sharp.
He's wicked, he is.
He's a really nice bloke, actually. I think he's one of, like the youngest ever chairman of a football club or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but, 100% of the money goes straight to the charity that's most affiliated with Wigan Athletic.
But you've created an absolute banger.
Well, I mean... accidentally, possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
The song's amazing.
Yeah, it's good.
It's like, I just think it's mad that someone can be sat behind a webcam, put something up on YouTube, and it can go from that to Blonde turning it into a song to it being played on Radio 1. It's just mad.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's the power of the internet and the power of social media, I suppose.
Has Craig David already called you going, where am I on this track, please?
I mean, if he wants to put a quick 16 down on it, I'd be
yes. It gets better. It gets better.
Oh, this is great. Jake, if I can get hold of Craig David, you've probably got his number, but I mean, if I was to offer you some vocals, I mean, could you work
from
your magic
Craig
with that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, 100%.
Good. All right, good to know.
But that does mean we need Craig David to sing about Will Grigg.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I think he'd probably do it, but I think that would probably make Will Grigg's day.
I think it would.
Will seems like a really nice bloke. We've been chatting to him on Twitter, on DMs and stuff, and he thinks it's pretty brilliant.
Of course he does. Right. Let's make this happen.
Okay, that's our mission. Sweet. Thanks very much, Drake.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
What a great story. Thank you. The Scott Mills Daily. We've just put the feelers out to Craig David. Craig probably already knew because he's like a bit psychic like that. He probably already knows that we're looking for him.
He's well
busy. He's like one of the pigeons. He'll just turn up at Radio 1 because he just knows.
He's really, really busy at the moment, but we are through to his management. Like, I just love stuff like this. It's just one guy with a webcam doing that chant and it escalates like that.
It's so ridiculous, but
and
I love it.
It's so good. Everyone's singing it on nights out. We really want to get involved in this. Well, Grigg's on fire.
Has he also done a version of Alicia Keys?
Yeah, but it's not doing as well. But maybe we get Alicia Keys involved and that will fly.
Normally it's just the one that sticks, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I'm so excited about this show and tell, Scott.
I know, it's a really good one. Well done. The Scott Mills Daily. Soon on the Radio 1 YouTube channel will be today's Reggie and Bolly innuendo bingo. What a time to be alive.
Well, especially for Chris. Oh, hi everyone, by the way.
Hi Greg, hi.
Particularly for Chris, because this is breaking news, he's just been followed by Reggie and Bolly on Twitter.
Trying to slide into my DMs.
Oh, they will be sliding in. Absolutely.
Have you not been followed?
This is a bit awkward, isn't it? It's like at the weekend when I asked Megan Trainor to follow me and she followed everybody else apart from Alice, Cal, everyone.
Oh dear.
I know.
I don't think she follows me.
So she not?
Don't worry about
it. She will do soon. Regine Bolly. Yes, I got a follow.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's only because you begged for it on the radio.
No, it wasn't. It was done before that, actually. Yeah. It was a good one today, and it'll be on YouTube very soon. Next, it's bingo favourite Rachel Riley on Channel 4's Countdown. And here is Rachel telling contestant Tracy how she always looks so good, because she does look good, Rachel. Mm. I wonder if Tracy will take this advice on board.
Tracy Mills, it's a letters game. Can I have a consonant to start with, please, Rachel?
Thank you, Tracy. Start today with D.
And that's how she looks so good.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Some very silly boys in the studio today. You two are the worst when you get together sometimes.
All right.
What are you doing?
It's really hard to explain.
Really hard.
Okay. Let's move on then, shall we?
Well...
No, because I don't like leaving people out of these kind of things.
Tina D'Helia... Tina D'Helia has put a picture on her.
Okay, come on. Get a grip.
Tina D'Helia has put a picture on her Facebook of her in the studio, and we've just copied the pose. the pose is quite strange because her arms stand by her sides, and it just made us laugh. So we've done our own version of it.
So we've basically, in the comments for the picture, put our own pictures up. Of us.
Have you actually?
In front of the Newsbeat logo.
Okay, good.
Anyway, it's a treat for Tina when she gets back to her desk.
Absolutely, yes. And here is today's Real or No Real with Greg James.
You can now order takeaway pizza to be delivered to you whilst you're on your commute to or from work.
Commute. I love that in
commute.
Welsh.
They're always looking for new quirky ways to deliver pizza, aren't they?
Mm. Who was it that got pizza successfully delivered on a train? Was that Chris Ramsay?
Loads of people have done this now, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? You can just say, I'll meet me at, you know, Stockport or whatever.
I tried that on a train once with Caroline Flack. It didn't work.
What, get her delivered?
No, the pizza.
Oh, I see.
At rugby.
Oh, right.
Didn't happen.
It's only really pizzas that this happens with, though, isn't it? Mm. You don't see other takeaways being delivered to trains like that.
No, but
or hear about it.
Pizza's really sort of the iconic takeaway, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's just eat simple, it's very...
Original.
Very easy to travel around. You don't need a little carton of stuff. When you get a takeaway from an Indian or Chinese, it's just cartons of stuff.
There's never a plate, is there?
Never a plate. They always forget to put cutlery in.
But this is actually while you're on your commute to or from home. Who wants a pizza on the way to work? Nobody.
Well, you say that. Depends what time you're working.
Yeah, true.
And also, on the commute back from work, that's genius. Because if you can be on a bus and do that, I mean, that's ideal, isn't it, Craig? You're still laughing at the photo thing. I hate it when Greg loses it because it makes me laugh and then I get stressed because I feel like I'm just talking nonsense to try and cover up the fact he's laughing.
So sorry.
Let's concentrate on the game, lads. Come on.
I would love to have a pizza at any time of the day or night delivered to me on my commute. That would be great. If I got to Oxford Circus Tube and there was a pizza waiting for me, ideal.
Okay. And pizza companies are doing this more and more. They've got drones delivering stuff now. I think this is real.
Yeah?
Yeah, real.
That one is real.
Yes, a high street pizza company have started trial deliveries to buses in Blackpool and they're going to roll out to other cities quite soon.
As long as it doesn't make the journey longer. If someone's having to hold the bus up, they're going, oh, me Hawaiian's not here yet.
Yeah, can you wait just a minute? No,
actually, can you just wait till you get home and have a pizza? Actually, I think it's a terrible idea.
Okay, you've changed.
Well, I think it's real, but I think it's a terrible idea. Just,
and
like, annoying.
Next.
Weasel Bay in New Zealand has declared a state of emergency after being invaded by 100,000 ferrets.
100,000? 100,000 ferrets?
Yes.
Wait, lads, what's the difference between a ferret and a weasel?
Don't know.
That's not a joke. It's a question.
Yeah, that's annoying, isn't it? That it's not a ferret bay or a
ferret bay.
100,000 weasels.
I was expecting a punchline. There wasn't one.
Imagine 100,000 ferrets. Just picture that.
100,000.
I really don't like them.
Ferrets or weasels?
No. Ferrets.
I'm more a weasel guy as
well. No, okay.
I don't know. Would you rather be stuck in a bay with 100,000 ferrets or 100,000 weasels?
Weasels.
Really?
I always hate those. You know those would you rather questions? Would you like to be, would you rather it's like 100 horse shaped ducks or 100 duck shaped horses and that?
Yeah, it's impossible.
I hate those ones.
Yeah, I'd like to see the horse sized ducks just because I think it'd be a novelty.
Weasel Bay. I mean, do we think that's a real place?
I like to see like the Grand National, but ducks.
If you've got a bay, you're going to give it real kind of sexy name, aren't you? Because it's meant to be a beautiful location.
Like Sexy Bay.
Sunset Bay.
Yeah.
Summer Bay.
Weasel
Summer
Bay sounds like some kind of $3.99 Pinot Grigio that I might drink.
Weasel Bay. Definitely, it is, isn't it?
And just a large glass of Weasel, please.
Okay, well, if we do think there's a real Weasel Bay, it's been invaded by 100,000 ferrets. Are the ferrets taking over? Is the idea in there's a coordinated effort by the ferrets here to remove the weasels?
Maybe it's like your Pig Bay, Chris.
Oh, Pig Beach.
Pig Beach, whatever it's called. Yeah. Maybe it's like that.
I've forgotten about Pig Beach. You can actually swim with the pigs.
Pig Bay.
No, that's very different.
What's Pig Bay?
That's the Bay of Pigs. It's a historical event.
No, B-A-E. Pig Bay. Oh,
yeah. Anyway,
real or no real?
I'm going to go... I just don't think ferrets will be that coordinated, so I think no real.
Oh, my God, he's my Weasel Bay. I'm going to say this is no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. No, but Bateman's Bay in Australia has declared a state of emergency after being invaded by 10,000 bats.
Bats.
And finally,
you can now buy pads for your underwear that will prevent your broken wind from smelling.
Lush.
Prevent your broken wind. What a great turn of phrase.
From smelling. I mean, that's the dream, isn't it, right there?
Wasn't there a song once called Broken Wind? Wasn't it like James Morrison?
Or am Broken I... Strings,
Broken
babe.
Broken Strings, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Why would you ever record a song? Don't who him. Oh, we actually do. Why would you ever record a song called Broken Wind?
I don't know.
Was it with Nelly Furtado?
Nelly Furtado. Yeah, I think this is quite a good idea.
Hmm. Well, yeah. Is it the kind of thing that you'd buy for a loved one, though? Do you know what I mean?
That's delicate, isn't
it? Yeah, love. You might want one of these pads. I don't like it that they're pads as well.
Hmm. Isn't there? I think I've heard a similar thing on Real No Real before about something you can eat that makes everything
fine down there.
Fine down there, yeah, or not even nice down there, like roses or something.
What? It's smelling roses?
Or something like that.
Well, that's what I want.
It's your show, mate. I've heard it. I think I've heard it.
We're
on
not
this.
Advising anyone to try eating air fresheners or anything.
Absolutely
like that.
Not. No.
Just chugging Macca Glade.
Really yeah,
oh, what's
that?
Oh, it's an Airwick.
Summer Meadows.
Don't do that.
Please don't drink plug-ins.
Weasel Bay.
Do not. It's a disclaimer. Do not drink plug-ins.
Are there pads for your underwear that you can get which will prevent your broken wind from smelling?
Well, I feel like there's lots of research and stuff that's done. People plough millions of pounds into this sort of nonsense. So I think this is probably real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes, they're known as Shreddies, which I thought was a cereal. But they're built with a layer of Zorflex, an activated carbon cloth that is intended to take the stink out of your gaseous emissions. At the end of that round of real or no real.
It's a draw. I got 20, Greg got 20.
Yeah, all the draws at the moment. What's on,
they're called Shreddies.
Shreddies.
Do not get them confused.
No. What's on today, please?
Today, we have Matthew Lewis on the show.
Oh, we love him.
Bless him.
He's a friend of your show, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, now he's with
on,
you.
He's been on Bingo a few times.
Yeah.
You don't mind that he's not cheating on you,
well,
by
it
this.
Is a little bit.
Because no,
it?
We are allowed to share people.
We're sharing.
There were certain people I thought to sort of stick to certain shows.
Oh.
All right, don't be like that.
No, it's fine.
He's saying that I'm not allowed to have Reggie and Bolly in a couple of weeks. If so,
I mean, that's
so be
the plan,
it.
Right?
Just,
I'll get over it.
Anyway, send our regards to Matthew Lewis. We love him.
What time is he on, please?
He's on at 5:10 today. Plus, we have film reviews with Ali Plum at 6:10.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.